In the second presentation, we introduced a method to value bonds, which is somewhat similar to what we did when we valued stocks using the discounted cash flow model. What we found is that bonds are a whole lot more predictable and reliable than stocks. So yes, bonds are boring. But just as we learned how to use a spreadsheet, which makes life a lot easier when we were doing stocks, the same thing is true for bonds. We can use a spreadsheet, which just makes the calculation a whole lot easier. In fact, much, yeah, right, because here we are. This is a bond calculation spreadsheet. There are dozens out there, folks, and there's even a formula that'll do it for you in one step. But I like to see this. Why? Because it shows what we did manually, and we see what we did manually, but the spreadsheet does it for us. So what we do is we type in the same information we had in the presentation. This was a bond from IBM. Paying 7%, and the last quote we found on FINRA was for $1,279.27. So it's a premium bond selling for more than $1,000. And the gray areas are what we type in. The spreadsheet said, oh, it's currently yielding 5.472. So that's what it yields today. But remember, right, we're only going to get $1,000 back when it matures, so we're not going to get that on a yield to maturity basis. We put in the maturity date, and the spreadsheet calculates time to the, you know, to the second. So it says there are a little over 8.8 years, 8.008, and that's why we chose it. We chose it because it was the years to maturity were close to a whole number, because that's our table is on whole years, and the price to yield was close to a whole interest rate, which are, again, our table is on whole numbers. It's a little bit higher, actually. It's price to yield a little bit higher. The principal, of course, is 1,000. They're rated A+. So IBM is up there, but not where it used to be. And these bonds, it says on FINRA's website that they're callable. I have a hard time believing that, because I would have thought that IBM would have called them in at 7% when they can, you know, get 3% now. But, so maybe they don't feel like bothering, and they're not, maybe it's not that big an issue and they don't want to deal with it. So the spreadsheet says, look, it's a 7% bond, so it's paying $70 annually. And then the formula, that's the formula that for the present value for a stream of $70 payments over the next 8 years. And if you go look at the table, it will be very, very similar. But of course, it's a little bit more precise because it's the spreadsheet and it's doing it to 20 digits of accuracy. And that's worth about $490.98. In other words, $70 a year for the next 8 years today is worth to us $490.98 at price to yield 3%, 3.041% to be exact. And then we add to that the fact that we're going to get $1,000 back at the end of the 8 years, and there's the formula up here, folks, that for the present value of a single cash flow item in 8 years. So remember, we use the table. A couple of the folks in this class actually use the exponential form in Chapter 6, and hats off to you. We mere mortals usually just use the tables or the spreadsheet. And that $1,000 we're going to get in 8 years today is worth to us $786.71 at 3.041%, or about 3%. So the spreadsheet says it's worth $1,277.68. Well, that's a little less than what the people who bought this thing or sold it just paid. And why is that? Well, because this is not really, it's not theoretically, I mean, actually, it's not representative of what's actually happened. We're not getting $70 once a year at the end of every year. We're actually getting $35 every 6 months. So here, the spreadsheet, and again, the spreadsheet, it's, you know, it's so much easier, but the spreadsheet, you just put in the formula. I know it looks scary up here, but it's not that hard. You put in the, it just says, hey, you know, we're going to do it twice a year instead of once a year. So you put in the formula for $35 every 6 months, and you see it actually bumps up the price of this. It says, hey, it's worth a little bit more. It's not worth $490.98. It's actually worth $494.23. The principal repayment is worth exactly the same. So the bond calculator is saying, hey, this bond is actually worth $1,280.93, which is not even, what, you know, a dollar. Not even, no, it's less than a dollar. No, it's a little bit more than a dollar off from what it was actually quoted. Yeah. So, are bonds predictable? Yes. Are bonds reliable? Yes. Are bonds boring? Yes. 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 So, I hope you learn how to use the tables, just so, because I think what more important than getting the right answer is it actually shows you and it internal. I think it's easier for you to internalize what's going on. We're taking those bond payments, those interest payments, we're turning them into a present value, what it's worth to us today. We're taking that principal repayment at the end of the 8 years, 10 years, 30 years, whatever, and we're bringing it back to what it's worth to us today so that we can make an informed payment. We can make an informed decision on how much we're going to pay for the bond. Cool? Okay. So go do the calculations in Chapter 10 a few times, and you'll see it's actually pretty straightforward. Again, the calculations are easier than the concepts. The concepts are what trip people up. What am I doing? I don't understand this number. Do it a few times and it'll start to sink in that what you're doing is you're taking the money I'm going to get in the future and I'm bringing it back to what I believe it is worth to me right now, the present. Cool. And before you leave Business 123, Introduction to Investments, you will understand how to discount. That's the verb we use. I don't like it. I would rather just use the word compute. How to compute the present value of a future stream of cash payments. See ya!